What about the guy who had this money in the Caymans? What was the guy who's in jail now? Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, there's one guy who got a massive sentence. His name is William McCorkle. He had a show that was on in the mid 90s, and I remember him very well. It was a memorable infomercial, and it was actually he and his wife who ran this scheme, and it was just sort of your classic make money, get rich program. It was sort of funny because you'd sort of see him on the air, and he wasn't very convincing, and he would be standing in front of this Rolls Royce and in front of his plane, and he'd be telling you how he had made a fortune, and he was probably on the air for about 2 years before he was busted. One of the people that worked with him went to the government and turned him in, and they raided his house one morning and found that he hadn't even created his own infomercials. He had taken a script from another get rich pitch man and had just sort of made a few changes and was reciting the same text, which sort of explains why it all sounded so familiar. Right. The Rolls Royce was not his. The plane, which had his logo on the side, that was a decal that he would bring with him to the airport hangar, and he would rent the plane, not to fly, but he would rent the plane for an hour in the air, and just to be able to stand in front of it in the hangar. And he would stick his decal on the side of the plane, and he would stand in front of it with a suit and talk about this great plane that he owned. He was on, yeah, he was around for a couple of years before he was arrested, and they had found out that he had been moving all of his money to the Cayman Islands. And because of a law that was passed to sort of clamp down on drug dealers, if you make money illegally and then you move it offshore, that is a felony. And because he made these transfers dozens of times, each time he transferred these illegally gotten gains to the Cayman Islands, that was another felony count. So there were like 100 counts against him.
Wow.
And he was sentenced to 18 years in prison, as was his wife, who still to this day claims that she didn't know anything about what her husband was doing, although the evidence presented at trial suggests otherwise.
Right. Yeah.
And so he's still there. He wouldn't talk to me. I wanted to go down and visit him. And
wasn't interested.
He wasn't.
What else has he got to do in jail? What else has he got to do? How many times?
Well, he claims to have changed his ways. From his lawyer, I understand that he says he's been born again, and now he's a religious man, and he doesn't want to look back at the past. And so I unfortunately didn't get a chance to sit down and talk with him, because I would have loved to hear his story. But that's William McCorkle.
That's William McCorkle.
Or William Gonzalez. He changed his name to McCorkle before he went on the air.
And he stole the script of Tom View.
Tom Vu, who's one of my favorites, he's a big hit on YouTube. If you go to YouTube,
oh, I remember him. Yeah,
he was this Vietnamese immigrant who also had a get rich infomercial that was very memorable in the 80s, where he was driving around in his Rolls Royce and standing in front of his big house with a giant fountain. And talk about how much money he was making. He would also stand on a yacht with a whole bunch of ladies in bikinis. That was another memorable part of the infomercial.
Right.
In the early days, they were really just in your face. They've toned down a little bit. You don't see the yachts and the girls in bikinis.
The conspicuous consumption has gone out of style.
A little bit, although
an infomercial,
you still see similar infomercials on the air. They're just a little bit less outrageous, and that's really just because they know that people are watching, and they know that government agencies are keeping an eye out.
Right.
But you still see some of those folks, selling these get rich systems and holding up giant oversized checks and telling stories about how people made $77,000 in 3 days
on their first transaction. I always like that. So that's always appealing on their first Well, if that's how well they do on their first one, then and yet Tom Vu, his story was, and I remember this, is that he was a busboy and that he asked rich people how they got rich, and he has the secret.
Yeah, the story he told is he was a busboy at a country club that was a very wealthy country club, and he went up to one of the richest members of the country club, and he said, tell me your secret. And the very rich man gave him, I think there were three or four magical words.
Three.
That were the key to his success, which he told Tom Vu, which Tom Vu would only share with you if you attended one of his free seminars.
It was a free seminar.
Really a free seminar. That's trick. Okay. You go to the free seminar, and then they sell you on a course. So they first get you into the basement of a Ramada, and then sell you on a 4-day intensive course. Nothing is free, of course.